You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rushed to the hospital early Sunday for an emergency procedure to implant a pacemaker. It comes a week after he was hospitalized for what was described as dehydration. As the nation is blanketed under extraordinary heat and temperatures across the globe have broken records this month, calls for action on climate change are growing. Illinois Congressman Eric Sorensen says climate change is here.
We have to make sure that here in Congress, we're making better decisions because these are having real world impacts. And this isn't something that's far off into the future. This is not the polar bears. This is happening in our hometowns.
July is on track to become Earth's hottest month ever recorded. A Ukrainian drone strike on Saturday causing a massive explosion in an ammunition depot in Russian-annexed Crimea, forcing evacuations. Iraq continuing to see protests in response to incidents in Europe that have involved the desecration of the Quran. This is ABC News. Demonstrations in Lisbon, Ohio, where protesters have gathered to voice frustration over the ongoing federal and private effort to clean up East Palestine, Ohio, where a train derailed earlier this year and led to the release of toxic chemicals. Some residents like Jamie Wallace say they're still suffering months after the crash that derailed 32 freight cars carrying toxins and then caught on fire.
This is not a red issue. This is not a blue issue. This could happen in any area of the United States that has railroad tracks running through it.
That's right.
This could be your community next time.
Local groups are calling for more support for the East Palestine community, including free and immediate health care for impacted residents. The latest Mega Millions jackpot continues to grow without a winner in Friday's drawing. The last time the Mega Millions was won was April 18th. The top prize on Tuesday expected to be $820 million. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we'd love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars.
ABC News, I'm